This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Beijing has been dealing with another COVID-19 outbreak, and while they have confirmed fewer than 300 cases, they shut down the area, tracked hundreds of thousands of people, and have done over 1 million tests. When they shut down an area, they do it much tighter than we did or do here. They jumped all over it, unlike what we see here, where we wait too long to respond so that the virus has spread far and wide. Here we open up despite confirming more cases. Damn the torpedoes. Beijing is a new concern, however. There is talk that the strain of virus in Beijing has a different genetic makeup than the Wuhan virus. Did it mutate? Was it imported? Chinese officials fear the latter possibility in a food market. That is why they shut off salmon imports from Norway last week and stopped chicken imports from a Tyson plant here where plant workers were known to have COVID-19. They fear that the virus is being imported on meat and have reportedly begun testing all imported meat, seafood, and fresh produce. Supposedly, the virus is not thought to survive on surfaces more than 3 days, but in this state of confusion, they are not as sure as they want to be. Testing should determine risk by what is found. It takes weeks rather than days to ship meat in transit from here to China, so the idea that we could ship a live virus to them on meat is contradicted by the current science. Dead virus carries no health risk. Fresh salmon from Norway could be different. The problem is that Chinese phytosanitary officials want meat exporters to test meat for COVID-19 and also certify that their products are COVID-free. No one here is set up to do such a thing, nor do they want to. We could have another loggerhead, where if China is stubborn about this, it could interrupt trade with China. It would give them another excuse not to comply with Phase 1. Virtually all U.S. meat plants are still finding COVID-positive workers, albeit small numbers. That means that the virus is in the plants and China wants assurance that they will not import it with the meat. While information is incomplete, some report that China wants this certification on all egg products, which could include soybeans and grain. We have no testing regimens that could comply currently, even if we wanted to. Commercials do not want to comply with unnecessary licenses and are protesting. If China is right about the genetic makeup of the virus being different than the COVID-19 strain, we could have a much bigger problem. One would be that the vaccines that they are now working on could be ineffective against a new strain. The virus could have gotten ahead of us even before they have a vaccine. There would have to be a huge adjustment in handling protocols if the virus did get there via fish. China claims that the virus could be hidden in the packaging of frozen food items and vows to expand inspections. That slows down the food supply chain. There's currently been no evidence of foodborne transmission of the virus. Also, cooking kills the virus, same as other pathogens. The same cooking rules for other pathogens apply in this case. They're erring on the side of caution as a Pepsi beverage plant in China shut down after a single positive case. It would appear that China could take this as far as it wants to. They will not want to take it as far as to disrupt their own food supply. Then again, if China doesn't want to comply with Phase 1, then requiring these licenses would be a way for them to renege without officially doing so. As to other COVID-19 developments, I previously forewarned that the global pandemic was next going to impact the Southern Hemisphere and that it would be devastating. That is happening, just as anticipated. There's been no help for warmer temperatures in curtailing the virus. Where it is warm, it drives people inside. Where it is cooler, particularly into air conditioning. And it is the closer proximity of people that spreads the virus. People are warm and moist, and that is all it cares about for a host. While the U.S. curve is not really a curve anymore, as the first wave has turned up again, our resources have allowed us to flatten the curve, albeit at too high an altitude. In other countries such as Brazil, South Africa, India, and Russia, the curves show no flattening at all. And the data from those countries is nowhere near as all-encompassing as ours. The virus gets started in the urban areas and then spreads out into the more rural areas where they have even less health infrastructure to deal with it. In many of these countries, there is extreme population concentration, and they lack the first most important basic resource to fight the virus, clean water. In the case of Brazil, they are not dealing with it. President Bolsonaro appears to be on the side of the virus, infecting as many Brazilians as possible to gain herd immunity. I think that it will be so bad that there will be disruptions to Brazil's ag production supply chain. Their farms run on trucks, and Brazil has truck stops of the size that Americans have never seen. The trucks will transmit it everywhere. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call us at 712-227-1110.